not going to be very long, but I want to share with you for a few minutes. And the Lord put it on my heart. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share with you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, the believer's identity. Who are we? Who are we? We heard a powerful word on the greatness of God. Amen. How great he is, how vast he is. There is no one like him. He's God. He's God all by himself. Always has been, always will be, and he is. There's nothing he can't do. There's nothing beyond his knowledge. There's nothing beyond his ability to do, because he created this world. Well, we see this world, it looks like it's large. But all the galaxies and all the other things that he created, the moon, the stars, the ocean, the seas, and all that lives in the sea and all that lives in the ocean. But what God is concerned about, he created earth for his people to dwell in. And about now, about this time, there are about 8 billion people that's living on planet Earth, somewhere thereabout. And there are many, many that don't even know who Jesus is. And our job is, we've been called to take this gospel to the world. We are equipped to do it. So I want to talk about our identity. Amen. So I'm going to read verse by verse from the book of Ephesians. I'll be reading from the Passion Translation. Okay? All right. You ready? Go ahead. Dear friend, my name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus. Last week, we heard a message on the importance of being holy. That's one of our identity. If we are Christian, or we are a believer, one of our traits, one of the things is known for a believer, you are holy. You live a set apart life. You don't do anything. You don't get involved in anything, everything. You get involved in what the Holy Spirit tells you to get involved with. Your instruction, as you will find out, come from the Word of God, what you should be doing, who you are, and what you should be involved in. If we don't talk any kind of way, we don't live any kind of way, we have a lifestyle. We have a pattern. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. You can just sit it back just a little bit. No, that's good. Yeah, right there. Just sit it back a little bit. Yeah, just back. There you go. Thank you. It is a lifestyle. So let's look at what Paul is saying. And so many have taken secondhand information, third hand, and it have brought confusion, and you're easily persuaded to believe something else. But when you become a blood washed, word filled, word believing, word practicing, word living, Holy Ghost led, child of God. You do not get involved. And when people come up with strange things, you're not pulled over here. Because there's an attack against the truth, but you can't win. That they can't win, as you will see as I read. All right? You will see. So, first of all, he said that we may be who has been made holy by being one with Jesus. That's us. The anointed one. May God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release what? Grace over you and impart total well-being into your life. That's his goal. That's his purpose. That's what he did. That's what he set forth when he brought us into this world. But Adam's messed it up. Amen. And he wants us to have complete well-being, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you to live a life of peace and joy. He gave us promises that were that he wants to fulfill in our lives. And what we have to learn to do is trust him. Like Proverbs says, what? Trust in the Lord. With what? All thine heart, and do what? Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct you on the path you're to travel on. He'll direct you. Now, listen to the next verse. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already, say already,
amen,
been lavished upon us as a love gift. How many, what happened? Every spiritual blessing. How many?
Amen.
He didn't leave one out. Every spiritual blessing, those blessings include heaven and earth. Amen. Has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father. From who? From our wonderful Heavenly Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus, all because, why? He sees us how? Wrapped into Christ. Here's what I want to, we're talking about our identity. And this is what God wants you to see. Think about Christ, God gives to the world. Do you know anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime can overcome Christ? Hallelujah. Christ is God's gift to mankind. And once we become born again like we are, we become Christ. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. We become Christ. Because he is the head of the body and we are members, right? He said, now, he did all of this before he created the world. Hallelujah. Let me start again. The Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all of our heart. You saw the little kids. It may not register on them fully what they're doing, but just let them keep doing it. They become a part of them. See, life is more than just having thoughts in your head. Life is lived from your heart. Because that's what the spirit of man is. That's who the spirit of man is, his heart. Not the physical one to pump the blood. Don't confuse that with, I'm talking about the spirit of man, the heart of man. So, we celebrate him with all our hearts. How much? That should tell us to be diligent about how we worship, how we praise when it comes to celebrating Jesus. Are you in the house today? You should be willing to crucify the flesh because many times your flesh don't want to do anything. But if you bring up some food or other stuff, it's ready to go. Amen. But when it comes to praising God, you won't go to sleep. But because of who we are, amen, our flesh is a house that we live in. It's the temple of God. It's the God dwellings where the Spirit of God dwells in our body because he said our body is the temple of the Lord. Come, go ahead and give me the next verse. And he had chose us. Now look at this now. He had chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself. Did you hear that? All right, let's take a minute. What it mean to be joined to the Lord? It means that I'm like him. Whoever he is, I am. Whatever he can do, I can. I know y'all are saying he's just talking. I had my pad set where it would stay on, but now it's done change up on me. Listen to this. I don't want to deviate too much, but listen to this. Let me see if I do that right. Listen to this. And y'all can pull it up. 1 John 4:17. And we're coming right back to where we are. If you can put that up. And this is from the King James, 1 John 4:17. And 1 John 4:17 says what? Here is our love. Herein is our love made. How? You know that he shed his love abroad in our hearts. He poured his love into us. Amen. Why did he pour his love into us? Because God is love, right? Hallelujah. And that means he poured into us who he is. I say he poured into us who he is. And now herein is our love made perfect. Why? That we hate nobody. We have no ill will. We don't carry offenses. We don't do dirty deals. We don't live shabby lives. We don't look at our neighbor cross-eyed. We don't have bad or evil conversation behind their back. What we say, we can say it to their face. Amen. We don't speak ill things over our lives and negative things concerning us. We don't call ourselves something like, you crazy, and stuff like that. But we know who we are because our love is made perfect. And we love like God. We talk like God. We live the life has given us. Why? Because it is his life. Hallelujah. Who life is we live? His life. So listen to this. Let me finish this up. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That we may have what? Boldness. See, when people say you're cocky, you're arrogant because of your faith in God, because you stand on the word of God, and you won't sway, you won't bend, you won't bow. We may have boldness when people judge us, when they say things about us, and people like to judge the people, especially one that talks in tongues. that are filled with the Spirit and talks in tongues. You got the majority of the people on earth, they strongly against that. But I'm a sticker for praying in tongues. Because that's a gift, that's the promised gift God. That's a gift God promised us. Jesus promised he was saying when he left, he said, I'm gonna send you another comfort, didn't he say it? Hallelujah. But that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because, listen to this, because as he is, so are we. Where? In this world. Say, I'm just like Jesus. I don't care how I look on the outside. I don't care. Come on. I don't care how I look on the outside. On the inside, I'm just like Jesus. So, I'm going to bring from the inside what is real in me to the outside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, I believe, where we were. Go back to Ephesians. Listen to this. He has chosen us in him. He has chosen us to be his very own, joining us to himself, even before he laid what? The foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he did what? He ordained us. He set us apart. You shouldn't even look like the world. You shouldn't talk like the world. You shouldn't be participating in the thing that the world is doing. Amen. But many Christians have sold themselves out. And let me see, can I find a better word? Have yielded themselves to things that in the world, and it has caused them a lot of problems. Amen. 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 He ordained us so that we would be seen as what? Holy in his eye. With what? An unstained innocent. With what? An unstained innocent. Here we go. Hallelujah. With an unstained innocent. For it was always in his perfect plan to do what? To adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his transcendent love that cascade over us would glorify his grace. Why? Because we live, conduct ourselves, find our true identity, and walk according to his, it will glorify his grace and say, grace did that. Grace did it and brought forth this beautiful people that is full of the love of God, that bring forth peace and joy to others around you. That out of your mouth come words of life, words of power, words that heal, words that set the captive free, words that encourage, words that build up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the same love that, now listen to this, for the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. I must read that again. For the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him what? Great pleasure. And since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given what? The treasure of redemption. by his blood. What was it? The total cancellation of our sin. Every sin you ever committed, every sin you will commit when you repent. It won't be the first time God knew about it, but he will cancel it out as though it never been there. Are you listening to me? Total cancellation. This is what the redemption, we have this treasure in us, this redemptive work of Jesus. They said the treasure of the redemptive work by the blood. See, blood wiped out sin. Sin lost its ability to rule in a saint's or Christian life. The blood wiped it out. And that's why you say, I plead the blood. What are you saying? I'm not guilty. Because the blood took the guilt, the shame, the pain, and all and everything that sin brought forth. And I identify with the righteousness of God. God is a righteous God. And that's my identity. That's who I am. Hallelujah. And since we now, come on, give me the next verse. Total cancellation. All because of the cascading riches of his grace. God's grace, unmerited favor, did for us what nothing else or nobody else could do. Hallelujah. This supernatural grace is always what? Powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. So you won't be fooled, deceived, misled by the lies, the tricks of Satan. You can be alert, you can be aware of his scheme, his temptation. When the flesh wants to yield, you say, no, not today. Hallelujah. Well, we fully educate ourselves, fill ourselves with the word of God. So when these things come, we recognize them and we tell our flesh, our mind, that we're not going to participate in these things. Hallelujah. Because what grace has done. And when people come with strange doctrine, strange teaching, amen, and religious ideas, want you to get involved, want you to participate. You ever notice you run into a person, they want to talk about all the negative stuff, and they want you to participate, you just tell them I'm not available to participate in that kind of talk. Amen. Hallelujah, because I've been set apart, I've been made holy, I've been joined to the Lord. The Lord don't talk like that. He doesn't live like that. He doesn't conduct himself like that. My identity is found in the Lord. I follow him, hallelujah, because he is who I have given my life to, or he gave his life so I could live like him. Amen. And through the revelation of the anointed one, now watch this. Notice revelation is revealing from the realm of the Spirit of God into our hearts what we need to know. Revelation bringing to us what God knows. So we have it in our heart, we can do what he does. Amen. And through the revelation of the anointed one, that's Jesus, he did what? Unveil his secret desire to us. Woo! The hidden mystery of the long-range plan. Isn't that awesome? Which was the which which he was delighted to implement. Implement, make it available so you can do it. Implement from the very beginning of time. Come on. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme. See, if you forfeit your rights, that won't be God's fault. Because this plan God has will reign supreme. Nothing gonna stop it. Will you join in and be a part of this plan? Will reign supreme throughout every what period of time. We had the Old Testament, the people lived different on the Old Testament than we do now. Now we're in the New Testament time. There was a time when Moses had to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, right? There was a time when the Israelites got out of the land of Egypt. They spent 40 years in the wilderness, right? There was a time that they had much war and many trials, but finally Joshua and Caleb would not bow, and they led them to the promised land. In that, God made a promise, a covenant to Abraham. You know the story. And he made a promise to Abraham. Glory to God. And he let me change that. He made a covenant with Abraham that a promised seed would come. And sure enough, there was a time when Christ was born. And when Christ was born, he did things in the earth that nobody ever seen a man do. Amen. Then after he did this for several years, 3.5 years, the Bible says, that's the teaching, he was crucified. And in his crucifixion is when he took care of all of our sins, all that separated us from God, that kept us away from God, that even the Gentile world, which we'll look at in a minute. And he brought forth God's righteousness to us so we could identify with our Heavenly Father as his children, who have provided for us everything. He have already put this earth here, but now by faith, he want us to walk, learn how to walk in victory, because the enemy is trying to steal from us. He also told us he will protect us from all the evil. Hallelujah. And the stuff that the enemy tried to do. You can see all the catastrophes, all the disasters, all the storms, the tornadoes, the wars, the fighting, the bickering and all this prejudice that's going on in the world. But in this, he brought us peace. Hallelujah. Didn't he do it? So we could live this life without that stuff affecting us and making us act like the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he said, in all every period of time, I'm going to bring forth these truths to my people. Why? What is he doing? He said, because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme throughout every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages, finally reaching what? Its climax. When God make all things how? New and all of what? Heaven and earth. through Jesus Christ. What is he doing? That day is so close upon us. Because we're in the last of the last day. Glory to God. What you experiencing, the pressure come against you, the persecution come against you, that's going to be removed. Satan going to be removed from human contact. Hallelujah. He's going to make all things new. What affect you? You have to pray and believe God. Are you listening to me? For your healing, for your prosperity, for your peace, for your joy. Amen. The enemy comes against you with thoughts and of evil and all that, trying to destroy you, trying to break up your family, trying to break up your relationship with others, trying to cause you problem on your job, trying to make your money funny, trying to do all that stuff. The day is coming that he's going to remove all that. You don't have to do anything. He's bringing forth a new heaven and a new earth. I said he's bringing forth a new heaven and new earth. There will be not even a trace of evil be found in this new heaven and earth. I said there will not be a trace of evil found in this new heaven, because Satan and all that participated with him, all that run with him, will be put away. It's called hell. It's called the lake of fire, where people will be, where they'll be put away, and they, once they get in there, they can't get out. It will never end. Woo! I say it won't ever end. It's an eternity thing. So Christ, this is why he said, go tell everybody, go tell everybody. I want everybody to know, if you're a human being, you're a person. He wants you to know the truth. He just don't want a few of us knowing this. He wants everybody to know it so they can receive his amazing grace, his redemptive work that set the captive free, because hell was prepared for Satan and his angels. And see, once we find out who we are and give ourselves to it and allow the Spirit of God, because he's the greatest teacher you could ever get, you ever have. Allow the Spirit of God to teach you these truths, you can live holy, you can live right, you can live prosperous, you can live victorious, you can do the thing that God said to do, and at the same time, you can go tell others and preach the gospel to the world. Amen. Amen. Give me. Come on. Through our union with Christ, we too have been what? Claimed by God as his what? Own inheritance. We are his inheritance. Before we was ever born, he gave us our what? Destiny. Before we were what? Did you hear that? He gave us what? Our destiny. What is our destiny? It's to be like him. To carry out God's will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the world, that we would fulfill what? The plan of God, who always accomplishes. I want y'all to hear this now. Who always, say always,
always,
accomplish every purpose and plan in his heart. That's what he wants to carry out. Because he always what? Accomplished what? Every purpose and plan in his heart. Let's move a little. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to long for the messianic hope, would be the first to do what? Believe in the anointed one, and to bring great praise and glory to God. You can see why there's so many scripture go that's in Psalms and other places as well. It's talking about praise God. God wants you to praise him. We should bring great praise to him. Praise has a way of bringing God's power on the scene and driving the enemy back. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you just start praising God, you may not feel like it. But if you just start doing it, amen, it'll drive out the, it'll make the enemy back, give space to you, and it'll bring God's presence to you. And God's presence much better than the enemy's. Hallelujah. 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 And because of him, listen to this, because of him, when you who are not Jews heard the revelation of the truth, you believe in the wonderful news of salvation. And he's talking about the Gentile. And I'm getting ready to close in just a minute. Give me Acts chapter 10 in the King James. I think I have enough time to do this. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 says, and that was a centurion, man of Caesarea, called what, Cornelius, a centurion of the band of, which we call our Italian band. A devout man, a one who feared God and did what? Feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about what? The ninth hour of the day, angel of God coming in to him saying unto him, Cornelius? And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms will come up as a memorial before God. And now send me into Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter. This was the first time the gospel was preached to the Gentile after Christ's resurrection. He's lodging with one Simon, a tanner, who houses by the seaside. He shall tell thee words. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Give me verse, 26. I got it here on my pad, but I'm using the stream. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found that many were come together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one that of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, that means without delaying, without hesitation, without holding up. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. And he said, Cornelius, thy prayers heard, and thine is in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. for he's lodging in the house of one Simon the tanner by the sea. Okay? By the seaside, who when he is come shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou come. Now therefore, we are all here present before God to hear the thing that are commanded of thee, of God. Mm-hmm. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of a person. But in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Notice, he's what? Lord of all. The word I say ye know, which published throughout all Judea and began in from Galilee after the baptism John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? Good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Come on. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he command us to preach unto the people and to what? Testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, that mean the living and the dead. To him gave all the prophets witness, that through his name, with whosoever believes in him should receive remission of sin. That means when you believe, he's going to remove all your sin. Your sin is going to be removed, wiped out. Hallelujah. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost did what? Fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision, which believe, was astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also were poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongue and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water? That's it. Go back to Ephesians chapter. I think I stopped at chapter, verse 11, somewhere in there. Well, watch this, and I got one more point, and I'm closing. Watch this. It was verse 12, I think. Yeah, verse 12. Watch this now. God's purpose was that the Jews, who was first to do what? Long for the Messianic hope, would be the what? First to believe in the anointed one and bring great praise and glory to God. Give me the next verse. And because of him, when you who are not Jews heard the revelation of the truth, that's talking about the Gentile. So when they heard the revelation of the truth, they got born again just like the Jews did. Remember Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all in one accord in one place. What happened? Came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongue, like as a fire that set up on each of them. And they all began to do what? Speak with tongue. That's what happened to the Gentile, didn't it? When they heard the word, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues. So this salvation is to all mankind. It's to change us from the life, if you can say life, from death unto life, from failure unto victory, from failure unto success, so we can walk in victory. This is what it's all about, that we walk circumspected in this world among lost people, among the peers that we go among, whether it's on the job, whether it's in the community. We are to stand out like a light. Matthew said, we're a city that sits on a hill, a light that cannot be hid, right? And that's our identity, that we walk in victory. When the enemy comes, we rise up like a fortress. We put him to flight. Hallelujah. We don't give him any place. We don't start talking his talk, but we talk the talk that God had given us. We're more than a conqueror. Great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's how we talk. I cannot be defeated because the greater one lives on the inside of me. I ask you, who can defeat God? Who can overcome God? Nobody. Well, the God that I'm born of lives in me. His life, his nature. And when I give voice to his word, are you in the house? It releases God to do what he said. Hallelujah. Because we've been granted with authority to exercise authority on this earth over all the works of evil. I'm going to say it again. We have been granted with the authority God had given us. We find that authority operate in the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. All that Jesus accomplished, all that he accomplished, everything he did, all that authority is in his name. And when we use that name, we use it fiercely. Colossians says in 3:17, whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Yes, am I right about it? Yes. And so, as we, I got to get to verse 14. I got to get there. Because of him, when you who are now Jews heard of this revelation, I read that before, and this of the truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation. Give me the next verse, 14. Now we have been stamped. What happened when you put a stamp on a letter? Will it go somewhere? It'll go to the address you got on it. Now we have been stamped. Ooh, come on. With the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Come on. He has given to us, lacking what? Engagement ring. Anybody in here engaged? I gave my wife an engagement ring. Now she's my wife. God's saying, I want you to get this. God is saying now, your true identity is not with the world. No, it's not. I gave you this promised Holy Spirit. And the day is coming when you are going to get the full redemption. What the 2 Corinthians 5 says, in this house we groan. We suffer pain. Doesn't it say that? We groan. We long for our house from heaven. Didn't it say that? Amen. We long for it. Amen. Now, every one of us have experienced some kind of pain. But The day is coming. This is what he's talking about, this engagement ring. Gave to us, give as a engagement ring is given as to a bride as the first installment of what is coming. He is our hope promise of a future inheritance. He's our hope promise of our future inheritance. Let me tell you about it, and I'm going to my sleep. He's our hope promise to a future inheritance. And the day is coming, and people can laugh at it. Y'all can not pay it any attention, just go through life. But the day is coming. He had promised us that we're going to get our full redemption. Amen. That's why I live for God today, because when I call for him, he answers. Yeah. When I need him, I cry out for him, he's there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I pray to him, he listens. Yeah. When I ask him for things, he gives them. Yeah. Hallelujah. But the day is coming, my brother and sister, that we are going to get a body like the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to be our full redemption. We're going to be in a land that has no trouble, no sorrow, no tears, no pain. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you today, that day is not far away. The world may play it, people may play it off and go on and do their things and have no time for God. But my heart is for God. Because he's coming, just like he said. And when he comes, hallelujah, there's going to be a shout of victory. Over, done, finished. Hallelujah. No more pain. No more testifying. Hallelujah. No more getting up, getting on the prayer line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more saying, Lord, I believe you for $5. I believe you for $500. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. We're going to have full access to our redemption. Glory to God. But until then, we must carry on. We got some other peoples to tell so they can get in on this. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Glory be to God. I'm so glad that I'm in the family of the redeemed. I've been washed. How many of you been washed in the blood? Stamped by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that tells me I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Until the day that Christ returns. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 God is so good. You see, I stood all the way. Hallelujah. And I'm not tired yet. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. There's a song that most of you know it. I don't know it all, but you heard it. You heard it many times. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where I'll be in the flesh when he comes, but if he comes, I'm ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How soon, I don't know, but it's sooner than we think. It's sooner than yesterday, that's for sure. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, anybody in here that don't know Jesus, you that are viewing us by live streaming, you listen to us now, do you know Jesus? Is he your Savior? Have you made him your Lord? Or are you still As the old folks say, straddle the fence. You're still indecisive. See, once you make Jesus the Lord of your life, then you pursue Him. Our job is to get you, to grow you up in Him so you can walk with Him. But the first thing, we want to get you born again. Anybody in the building here? Everybody saved? Everybody saved? Everybody ready for heaven? Let me see your hand. All believers, all believers, I got my hand up. Hallelujah, I got my hand up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But that may be someone listening to us that have not made that decision. So will you pray with me? And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And right there in your living room or wherever you are, you may be at the washer, washing your clothes or doing something. You pray this prayer with me. Just stop for a moment and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. And the Word tells us, if we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth, we'll be saved. I'm doing that now, Jesus. I confess that I believe with my heart that you are the Son of God. And I thank you. And I'm inviting you to come into my heart and take over my life. Give me your life to live. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm asking you, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I don't understand what all that means, but fill me. I receive Him now. And thank you. I'm born again. I'm ready for heaven. Will you contact us? Let us know. Write us. Come, get in touch with us so we can get. We got material here. We got things here that we can help you in your newfound faith in Christ that will grow you up. Because when a baby is born, the first thing you know they give him, you know, when a baby is born, you know the first thing they give him? Milk. Soft food. Amen. That's what God said, give them the milk of the word so they can grow thereby.